Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wanted to talk Cliff Kingsbury here because we've actually talked a lot about Joe Witt today and over the week, and we could get back into Joe Witt at some point. But Kingsbury also spoke today, and I feel like he's kind of getting a free pass a little bit here. I'm not telling you Jaden Daniels has played at the level he did last year. We talked about this yesterday. He hasn't. He hasn't been as accurate. He hasn't been as decisive. He's not taking the layups to the same extent. And we actually spent a good bit of time yesterday with Kurt Warner Audio, not just discussing that fact, but why it's happening. And there are plenty of reasons that are out of his control. Some are on him, maybe. But there's some other things where the whole offense is worse and the players around him are worse. So his performance has waned some. But there's plenty of blame to go around. And if we could do a topic on Jaden's performance or on the lack of talent at receivers, I feel like while Cliff at times last year didn't get enough credit, because we just, you know, heaped the praise on Daniels as kind of a one-man band, I also think he's not getting enough blame right now. I think that that's very reasonable. I mean, the answers in this offense aren't there. For a month, they haven't been able to run the ball. We know going into some of these matchups against teams like Detroit that play a lot of man coverage that you don't have guys that are going to win against man, and he's not changing type. He's not shifting. Literally shifting, but shifting his philosophy. Like, where is the motion? Where is the stack or the bunch to get a free release? Where is any kind of modern 2020s Shanahan-esque offense that's being run all over the NFL? It's just spread, straight drop back. And it's a hard way to live in this league right now.
About half their games, they've managed under 300 yards of offense. Like, no. To that. Like that tells you everything. As far as I'm concerned, doesn't matter who your quarterback is. In this league, if you can't do that, the whole thing is futile. Right? I understand it's not going to be great. I get you're not going for 500 yards of offense. I get that you're not going for 30 points a week like you were doing oftentimes last year with Daniels doing magic and people not really sure how to counter things. The counter has happened, and there's no counter to the counter. There's no extra punch here from this offense. In fact, they're you look at some of their totals, they're getting more and more paltry. And it's not just against great defenses. If you went up against this excellent Seahawks defense, and that was the anomaly, where you ended up with 290 yards as a team, you go, okay, you know, everybody's banged up. You don't know Terry McLaurin. Fine. Great defense. Against the Cowboys, who stink. Against the Bears, who we just saw give up a trillion to everybody. They can barely manage a wave, let alone a tackle. These are some terrible defenses they're struggling against. Against Atlanta, sub 300 yards. And Atlanta, you know, at that point, well, certainly wasn't a buzzsaw. They have struggled way more this year. And again, I know a lot of it's injuries. In fact, I think the bulk of it is. But there's another bulk that's not. There's another huge section of this blame pie that I think to some degree, we need to start asking questions about Kingsbury. Again, not to the point that any action needs to be taken, but it's a, hey man, I get you don't have your best toys. What are we doing about it? Doesn't feel like very much.
Even if it's injuries, and that's just the answer and the end of the conversation, which I'm open to that possibility, by the way, that's not what we're affording Joe Witt, to be honest with you. Like, Joe Witt's getting destroyed and fire that guy, and he stinks, and he's terrible, and how dare him. Now, it's very, very different. I understand the track records. It's not the same thing, right? Joe Witt's never been a coordinator, never called plays before last year, and Cliff Kingsbury not only has, but has been a head coach at the college level, at the NFL level, varying success, but has had some really good offensive seasons as a play caller and as a head coach with teams in the past. So you give him a little bit more leeway. Not to mention the offense last year was incredible. The defense last year was not. So I'm not pretending like it should be graded the exact same, but I do find it interesting that it seems like we just say, oh, they don't have receiver talent, and we just move on. No. Kyle Shanahan has no receiver talent for much of this season. They're starting guys, they sign off the street too. Their guy, Kendrick Bourne, is just going 10 for 115 after they do it. What's different? How are they getting guys open, scheming and designing and getting guys free? And why can't Cliff Kingsbury do it? So we'll open up the phones on what changes you want to see, what you don't think Cliff's doing enough of, what are your gripes with Kingsbury at 800-636-1067 here at 800-636-1067 right now. But I also want to go through some clips of him meeting with the media today. We'll start with the run game and cut two here where he's talking about fighting through some of the problems that they're having running the football.
I think it's a combination of getting behind early where you abandon it at some point, you know, around the third quarter, you're trying to catch up, which hasn't helped. And then just trying to find the right matchups, the right personnel groupings, different things to take advantage of, maximizing your personnel. We got to do a good job of that. I feel like the guys that we're asking to step up and play have gotten a better feel for the offense at this point and should be able to start making some strides that'll help us, you know, not only in the run game, the pass game as well.
That is a subtle acknowledgement that a couple of weeks ago they were too new and didn't really know enough, maybe. And he's saying, now these guys have been around long enough, the expectations are elevating, they got to be able to start helping us more. Well, if you're saying that, what are you actually saying about a few weeks ago? That because they were, you know, Treylon Burks was too new, or Robbie Anderson was too new, or fill in the blank player had just gotten here, that maybe we couldn't have asked for that.
But just looking at the run game, I mean, that I know that's red meat to so many people when you hear abandoning it, and that's a trigger phrase for so many folks, and they want to point out, they started the game against Seattle throwing passes, what are they doing? You mean the excellent run defense, where your starting running back hasn't averaged 4 yards a carry since almost 6 weeks ago? Like, yeah, I understand that. You got to spread people out to need some more first downs to get the rush attempts. Logan Paulson was on earlier with us on the Beltway Blitz and brought up that same thing where running game is about, it's a numbers game, and forgive this, but you need enough attempts to be able to get some of those yards per carry up, to get those 7 yards, the 10 yards, the 12 yarders. They don't just happen the first time you hand the ball off. When you're sub 40% on third down, when your early runs get stuffed, you don't have enough good plays to be able to kind of stick with anything, let alone opportunities for receivers, opportunities for tight ends, running backs out of the backfield, or even running plays. They're just not running enough good offensive plays at this point to have any kind of success, let alone running success.
I also take issue with their inability to run the ball as it pertains to, you know, the injury excuse, because you've got your left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. You've got your left guard, Chris Paul, who you've chosen and who's playing at a high level, by the way. You've got your center, Tyler Biadasz, who you paid, who's a good player. You've got your right guard back from injury, who you told us all season he's going to be back, he's going to maul, he's a Pro Bowl caliber player, and Sam Cosmi, who's a really good talent. And you've got your right tackle you handpicked in the first round and Josh Connerly. The entire offensive line is intact and healthy. There are teams in this league on any given week, they've played a couple of them this year, frankly, that are without three linemen at a time. You have all five guys out there, and you have pretty consistently. Now, when Cosmi was unavailable, you had Wiley, but that's not like going to some journeyman. This is another guy that was a previous starter here that is serviceable at guard. The tight end room is intact, is healthy. Zach Ertz, a good blocker. John Bates, one of the best in the league. Ben Sinnott, he better be a hell of a good blocker because he doesn't get any targets or catches.
Yeah.
And I think he, for the most part, has been. But you've got your O-line and your three tight ends. What am I missing? Are you a little worse at receiver blocking in the run game? Maybe. You know, maybe the Noah Brown injury with his size or Terry being out, you know, hurts you. But Luke McCaffrey, until this past week, was around. He can block. And that can't be why you don't run at all,
right?
Why you're ineffective, because your receivers aren't as good at blocking.
Yeah, let's say you don't have the greatest blocking. You don't have Puka Nacua, who I've just picked a big physical receiver. No reason to run for 2.6 a pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get maybe you're not bursting 18-yard runs every other down, but you can't run it terribly.
Now, here's where I will give you some leeway and some empathy on the injuries. the downfield passing game is in shambles and you can't get anything vertically, that is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Obvious and goes without saying, right? But even in that element of the game, which is going to have a direct adverse reaction to the injuries because Terry would have given you that, Noah Brown would have given you that, the personnel you have, Luke caught the 150-yard pass, but it's not really his game. Jalen Lane hadn't been ready for the bright lights in that regard yet. You still should be able to scheme something open if you had a real play action game. If you had a traditional offense where, you know, you're able to go under center and go play action boot and buy a little time and get some time for something to develop down the field, you should be able to hit something 20, 25 yards downfield. They just don't have it. Here was Kingsbury when talking about, he was asked why there isn't much success downfield this year.
You know, we had really good rapport last year with those guys that were out there playing, and we're able to connect on a bunch of those throws, and we haven't hit them this year like we did, and I think that's just how the game goes sometimes.
He says rapport. That talks practice time. That talks, he calls it time on task. I call it time on the grass. But to me, he's essentially saying our quarterbacks aren't tight with these receivers yet. He did talk about trust a couple times with Jaden Daniels specifically. And some of his struggles. Go to cut 10. Maybe this was the one. On him missing some time and how that affected him this season.
When you haven't practiced a ton with a certain group of guys, you're always going to, you know, there's going to be some trust. You're trying to figure things out kind of in game. And that's always tough to kind of solve that when you're playing against a really good defense. But I thought he battled like he always does, made a bunch of plays for us, kept us in. We just weren't able to convert when we needed to.
Which is completely true. He battles. He gives you a shot in the game because he's an unbelievable athlete. But when you're saying made a bunch of plays, mostly he's talking about with his legs against Seattle. Like the passing game has been broken. And I think part of what he's saying is he doesn't trust these receivers because the personnel has gone from pretty good to not very good. That's just the part he's not going to say out loud.
Sure, yeah. He's not going to run anyone under the bus, but you can read the context clues there. When he talks about familiarity and some of the buzzwords he uses, which are translations for, they don't have much practice time together, right? They haven't had an opportunity to get on the same page, and our best laid plans have been derailed because we don't have the guys that we thought we were going
to
have.
Talked about trying to get the wide receivers up to speed, the new guys in this offense who are learning their way.
Yeah, I think just building a rapport with the quarterback and getting the amount of reps you'd like to get, you know, that's hard this time of year when you have some injuries and you're tapering back some of the reps. It's just hard to get time on task together. So that's the biggest thing. The guys have come in and done a good job studying, working hard, extra meetings, all that. It's just getting the timing down on the field, full speed, not a ton of reps to go.
So I'm not sitting here telling you that anything he's saying is wrong, but it is frustrating, I think, for fans to hear this because it's week 10. And we're talking about time on task, and they just haven't had enough time together. Okay, I guess that's code word for we have too many injuries, but you had a lot of time you chose not to use with different guys, too. You know, you had three preseason games you basically opted out of with a lot of your top players, too. The summer was there for Terry, and he chose not to use it. I mean, It is maddening for me 10 weeks in to hear a thing that would have worked for me as an excuse week two, week three, week four. But it's not his fault. It's nobody's fault, really. It's probably just the reality of the hand that they've been dealt.
But that's what it is. It is maddening. And what I want in general when something is bad is I just want to be able to blame somebody, right, or something. And there isn't one thing. There are missteps. There were bad processes, to your point, about, like, you know, whether McLaurin, you want to blame him for holding out or in too long, or the team for not just overpaying him to end it earlier. I don't know. But fact is, he hasn't been a factor or healthy. Noah Brown, bad plan in my opinion. Nice dude, good dude. I root for him, but that was never going to work, him being healthy for an extended period of time. When he is healthy, he's effective. Draws a lot of defensive pass interference penalties, is physical, is able to be a nice kind of second, you know, a possession option for you. That would have helped them this year. That was never going to happen. So I thought that was folly, counting on him as your number two. So part of it's plan, part of it's bad luck, part of it is regression. The answer is yes to all of it, right? And damn it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's so frustrated because this has gone so poorly. And again, because there's been no real change, nothing has happened to sort of shift the winds or to demote somebody or promote someone else or fire somebody. Nothing is different. And when you get kind of we just haven't had enough practice time. Oh my God, the season's, you know, 3/5 over at this point, and yet you haven't had a chance to practice yet? What the hell? But doesn't mean he's wrong.
For me, what I need is something that looks different than what they've been doing. Because when you keep ramming your head against the wall and then coming back and saying to me, hey, we're not breaking the wall down, I need you to try something else. And I would acknowledge, by the way, if Cliff Kingsbury in this private moment in Dan Quinn's office, DQ goes, all right, we're averaging 14 points. Here's what we've done the last month. It's not good enough. What are you thinking? And Cliff goes, listen, man, I don't have anybody winning in man. We're not getting anything explosive in the passing game. We're trying to push a boulder up a hill here. And we haven't been able to run the ball. We're broken in the running game, too. Dan goes, okay, what's our plan? They just keep trying the same thing, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, where is my... Go back to last year, they ran a lot more RPO than they run now. Fittingly or curiously to say that after this week where Jaden got hurt on basically like an RPO play. But where is that? I know everyone gets annoyed when I talk about the Shanahan offense. That's the one that I love that I kind of came up in, so to speak. But I don't mean Kyle when I say that. To some extent, I do. I don't mean Mike when I say that. To some extent, I do. I mean Mike McDaniel runs it, and Kevin O'Connell by way of Sean McVay runs it, and McVay runs it, and LaFleur runs it. And just look around the GD league, the good offenses that have explosives, like the Ben Johnson passing game is this. It's a NFL-level, under-center, play-action, moving pocket, defenses moving. Washington ran one of these plays, by the way, this week, where on 4th-and-1, I think it was, they were under center.
Yep.
They went bootleg, and they hit John Bates for a chunk.
And so if the guy stays at home on Bates, Daniels runs for first down. If he goes out with Daniels, you've got Bates, right? It was beautiful. And
where is that? Like, yeah. And also, so you could say, this is what everyone's going to tell me, and we'll open up the phones in a minute on this, 800-636-1067. Well, Grant, what about their receivers not being good? What about their receivers not winning against man coverage? What about the fact that their guys can't get open? The coordinator's job is to get them open. So I think Cliff is really good. I think he's really smart. I've said my biggest fear about this org and the way it's structured is losing him as a head coach. I think he did an excellent job last year. This has been a lot more of a struggle, probably mostly because of the injuries. But it's also a lot harder now. When Daniels isn't making you right as much because instead of playing as a 97 out of 100 Madden score, now he's playing at an 84 out of 100. He's making you right at 13% less of the time or whatever that number works out to. Now what? Now instead of Terry taking the lid off and making the crazy catches against the Bengals and the ridiculous catches against the Chiefs, you don't have that. Now what? I'm not saying this is easy, but this is why you get paid millions of dollars. I need to just see that you're trying with a stack formation and a couple of guys that get into space on free releases because you're spraying receivers all over the place after you've motioned people into bunches and corners can't follow them and you're just doing more traditional-looking NFL passing offense stuff, which is not what I see. I just see spread drop back game that makes it hard on the quarterback stuff. And that was fine when it was working last year. I'm not questioning it. I stopped asking for motion. I stopped asking to move Terry around when he's going for 1,100 yards. But now it's not working, and it's okay to ask it again. Can we try something else? Do we want to change up? Because they're killing our fastball.
Think of some of their best plays. The wide-open touchdown to Luke McCaffrey that looked like a bubble screen, but wasn't. You know what I'm talking about? Where he looked like he was blocking and just kind of leaked down. Not quite Billy Bob for Varsity Blues looking like he's lost, but close to it for a wide open jog into the end zone type touchdown. Even those have been missing of late, right? Where it feels like, again, somebody got your playbook. Somebody's looking over your shoulder when you're playing Tecmo Bowl on the old NES, and they're guessing your play because they see what you're doing in your controller. That's what it looks like. Nobody's afraid of anything down the field. And I know that you don't feel comfortable blocking it up. You don't maybe feel comfortable throwing it. But at a certain point, you've got to demonstrate, even if you can't overhaul your offense and do the thing that you're asking. And I'm with you, by the way. I co-sign it all. But let's say I'm devil's advocate for Kingsbury. I don't think I can install this whole new thing where I'm under center and I'm you know, doing those fake stretch plays and bootlegging back the other direction. I don't know that I can install all that because it's a different paradigm, different everything. You've at least got to show that you're willing to go down the field. You've at least got to demonstrate that you're not so chicken and so terrified that you might turn it over or something bad might happen once in a while. Otherwise, nobody respects it. And nobody's respecting their offense right now. Everybody is up towards the line of scrimmage. Everyone's facing down. No one's worried about someone running behind them until you throw it over the top. A couple of times, maybe, just to get people off you, you're not going to be able to be successful. And that, to me, is the fundamental thing. I understand it's scary, but you got to do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.